PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the final lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words divulge and eavesdrop. Everyone in the city loves Word Girl, but they don't know that much about her. They know that she has extraordinary superpowers, that she's from the planet Lexicon, and that her sidekick is a crime-fighting monkey. But everything else is a secret.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I beg your pardon?
I know something about Word Girl that nobody else knows.
Yeah, nobody else knows.
Okay, what's the secret?
I can't tell you.
Yeah, he can't tell you!
But I'm the narrator. I'm supposed to know everything about Word Girl.
Sorry, I'm not telling anybody. Not even Johnson.
Not even Johnson? Wait a minute! You're not gonna tell me? I thought I was your super number one best fan, buddy!
I'll tell you at the Top Secret International Word Girl Fan Club meeting.
Oh, at the Top Secret International Word Girl Fan Club meeting.
Wait! There's a Top Secret International Word Girl Fan Club meeting?
Shh, will you keep it down? Someone might eavesdrop on our conversation.
Right, keep it down.
Later that day, at the Botsford home, Becky Botsford is about to find out a secret of her own.
We interrupt the Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour for this very important message from Pretty Princess and Penelope Pony.
Very important message?
But please note, you'll only be able to understand this very important message if you've got your Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour decoder ring.
Decoder ring?
There's a decoder ring inside every box of Pretty Princess Puffs brand breakfast cereal.
Bob, I need that box! I've got it!
Good. Then stay tuned because I will divulge the important message right after this equally important commercial break.
Pretty Princess Puff cereal, yeah.
Ugh, commercials. I can't stand commercials.
Okay, settle down, Word Girl fans, please. I now call this meeting of the International Word Girl Fan Club to order. Before we begin, let's take attendance. Johnson?
Johnson! Present!
Okay, everybody's here. Now it's time for me to reveal the big Word Girl secret that I and only I know about.
TJ?
Johnson, rules?
Oh, permission to speak!
The speaker recognizes the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. TJ? I think I just saw something weird outside.
Something weird outside?
That tree, man. I saw the branches move.
Huh? Oh, it's probably just the wind. Anyway,
just the wind. Yeah, you're right.
Yes, it's just the wind. It's definitely not a robot disguised as a tree. I'm so clever. Thanks to my brilliant invention, I can eavesdrop on your meeting and you'll have no idea that I'm listening in. All I have to do is sit tight and wait for you to divulge the big secret about Word Girl. Oh, I can't wait to find out what it is. Could it be her secret identity? Maybe she has a crush on a certain boy genius?
If you want to know, why don't you just ask Word Girl yourself?
Will you stop eavesdropping on me?
Oh, so it's okay for you to listen in on TJ, but it's not okay for me to listen in on you.
Silence!
Okay, who's ready to hear the big Word Girl secret?
Big Word Girl secret, am I ever?
Okay, 2 weeks ago, I wrote a letter to Word Girl.
Oh, ooh,
ooh. Yes, Johnson?
Oh, me. Did you use your official Word Girl souvenir pen?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't use anything else.
Word up.
Anyway, so I wrote the letter.
Word up! Awesome!
Yeah, awesome. Okay, back to my story.
Back to your story.
Once I had my pen, I got a...
No, Johnson! No more of your ridiculous questions!
Yes, Johnson.
Okay, pretty princess fans, I'm about to divulge the secret code.
Bob, not now. They're going to divulge the code. That means they're going to tell us secret information that none of us knew before. And since I don't know what the secret information is, I really want to hear them divulge it. But I can't if you keep distracting me.
Here's how it works. I'll read a series of numbers. You use your decoder ring to match the numbers with the correct letter of the alphabet. Then you'll spell out the important message from Pretty Princess and Penelope Pony. Get your rings ready.
Bob!
Here's the code. 071 Q.
And so I put the letter in the envelope.
Stop answering his foolish questions! Just divulge the secret already!
Johnson, did you hear that?
Oh, permission to speak.
Permission granted, Johnson.
Did I hear what?
I just had to put the loudspeaker button there, didn't I?
Someone's eavesdropping on our meeting. We're out of here. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned!
Stay right where you are.
Toby!
Toby!
I spent all afternoon building this robot tree disguise so I could just eavesdrop on your meeting and find out your secret.
Well, too bad. This secret is only for members of the International Word Girl Fan Club.
IWGFC!
Yeah, and since you're not a member, I'm not telling you what it is.
Me neither.
Johnson, you don't even know what the secret is.
Oh, right.
How about this? I'll join your fan club.
Toby, how can you be a fan of Word Girl when you don't even like her?
Yeah, you don't even like her.
I like her.
Aww.
As an opponent, she's my greatest enemy. That's why I must learn everything I can about her. Now, are you going to divulge this secret?
No.
No.
Fine, then.
Tell me the secret, or I destroy your little clubhouse. TJ, what do we do now?
2-5-2-5-2-5-2.
So, TJ, what's it gonna be?
I'm not telling.
TJ, permission to speak.
Johnson, I think it's pretty clear that the meeting is over.
Well, you have to make a motion to make the meeting close without the secretary. If you're gonna follow parliamentary...
Get to the point, Johnson.
Just tell him the secret.
But the secret is supposed to be for fan club members only.
But if you don't tell him the secret, there isn't gonna be a fan club.
I guess you've beaten me, Toby. The secret is... Peas.
Peas.
I beg your pardon?
Peas. Word Girl's favorite food is peas. I wrote her a letter. I asked her what her favorite food was. She answered, peas.
You have got to be kidding me.
I know. I thought she'd say pizza.
No, I mean, how is that a secret?
Well, in her letter, Word Girl said she's never told anybody her favorite food before. So it's a secret.
Can't believe you wasted my time with this nonsense. Just for that, I'm definitely going to destroy your clubhouse!
No!
No!
1-7-5-3. That's it. Now that I've divulged all the numbers, you can decode the secret message.
I've got it! The secret message is, be sure to buy more Pretty Princess Puffs brand breakfast cereal.
Pretty Princess Puffs cereal, yeah.
Ah, you've got to be kidding me. The secret message was a commercial to sell more cereal?
Yeah.
I know. It's ridiculous. I wasted all this time when I could have been doing something that was actually important, like saving TJ from a giant tree robot. Whoa, wait, what?
Say goodbye to your precious clubhouse.
Goodbye, precious clubhouse.
Goodbye, precious clubhouse.
Hold it right there!
Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Blast! How is it that you always show up at exactly the wrong time?
My super sensitive hearing. See, I can eavesdrop on conversations that take place miles away. Isn't that right, Huggy? Well, when you eavesdrop, it means you overhear other people's conversations. Like, if you're inside your house and you hear people talking outside and they don't know that you're listening to them. I mean, that's just an example. It's not like I live in that house right over there. Anyway, enough about me. Toby, why are you trying to destroy their clubhouse?
Because they said they knew a big secret about you. And you know what the big secret was? That your favorite food is peas.
TJ, that's a big secret?
Well, it is to me.
Yeah, it was to me.
Oh! Permission to speak, Johnson.
War Girl, do you like green peas or black-eyed peas?
Silence! Someone had better tell me a real secret about Word Girl right this instant!
Tell you what, if you promise not to destroy the clubhouse, I'll tell you a secret that nobody knows.
Will it be important?
Very.
Does it involve me?
Definitely.
What is it?
When I flew in, I took all the bolts and screws out of your robot.
Theodore McAllister III!
Mother?
Look at the mess you've made!
I'll clean it up!
Well, guys, I'm sorry this ruined your meeting.
Ruined it? Are you kidding? This is the best International Word Girl Fan Club meeting ever!
This is the best international... Oh!
Boy, if you like Word Girl as much as these guys do, then I'm going to divulge some very exciting information. There are more new episodes on the way! So if you're looking for excitement, don't go around eavesdropping on people. Just tune in for the next thrilling adventure of
Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is clutch. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Emily.
Clutch means to grip or hold tightly, like Word Girl was doing with the trophy she won in that last clip.
You got it! And speaking of winning trophies, if you look under your buzzers, you'll find a ballot where you can vote for Game Show Host of the Year. Well, feel free to fill those out while we show Emily what she's won. Huggy, take it away! An official Word Girl Dune Buggy!
I don't think I'm old enough to drive that.
Well, if you fill out your ballot correctly, maybe Huggy will take you for a spin. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Today's featured words are rumor and deadline. It was a dark and stormy day in the city.
Love the museum on a stormy day. It's so spooky.
Huh.
I have a dark side.
Yeah. So why did you call us here, Scoops?
Because the Big City Times called me this morning, and they finally agreed to let me write a story for them.
Hey, that's great!
Congratulations.
Thanks. This is my big shot. I figured I'd find some stories here at the museum. Now all I have to do is write the most important and exciting article ever before my 6 p.m. deadline tonight.
I'm not sure you're going to find a story that big at the museum.
On the contrary, young lady, the museum is chock full of big stories.
Why don't you tell him about the haunted treasure?
The haunted treasure?
Yes. Somewhere in a secret hideaway, under this very museum, lies the most fantastic treasure ever to be viewed by human eyes! But it's guarded by the coast of the museum.
Now, that haunted treasure story is just a rumor.
No, it's not.
Is too.
Abrupt exit. Scoops, what are you doing?
Looking for the secret entrance. Ha! Like that!
Hoorah! Adventure. Oh, come on, Bob. If we can handle Toby and Dr. Two Brains, we can certainly handle one little ghost.
A moment later, on the dark, creepy, spiderweb-filled staircase.
Brave young reporter ventures into the dark depths of the unknown to expose hidden treasure and meet his deadline. Bah, bah, bah.
I suppose there could be a haunted treasure. We've seen stranger things than that. Spiders!
Meanwhile, upstairs in the museum...
There is no haunted treasure. It's just a rumor.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Wait. Back it up. Haunted treasure?
Yes, somewhere in a secret hideaway under this very museum lies
the most fantastic treasure ever to be viewed by human eyes.
All right. Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Yes, well, too bad it's only a rumor.
Is not. Is too.
Our brave reporter surveys the scene. What secrets do these walls hold?
Oh, here's a secret. For you to find the treasure tree, start your quest and take a seat. This must be a clue.
How do you know?
Because it rhymes, Becky. Haven't you ever heard the saying, if on a wall you find a rhyme, it is a clue every time?
No.
Okay.
What do we do? There's no door. We can't go back. I need this story. Ha-ha! Yes! Onward! Our brave reporter soldiers forward in pursuit of treasure and his deadline.
Becky, what's a deadline?
Oh, well, a deadline is the time that something has to be turned in. In this case, Scoops has to finish writing his article at 6 o'clock so the newspaper can print it. He has a 6 o'clock deadline.
Oh!
Ah! Not going back that way.
The danger mounts, but does this reporter turn back and go home? No! Why?
Because we can't.
Right! Tally-ho!
Oh, no! Which way do we go?
Guys, if it's treasure that you seek, you'll search all day and night. But if you want to find the loot, take the tunnel on the left. Great! Come on, guys!
No! Stop! That clue can't be a clue.
What? Why not?
Because, Becky, it doesn't rhyme.
Violet, I'm not sure that really matters.
Oof!
Or maybe it does.
Paint! Someone painted the wall to look like a tunnel.
Impressive perspective and photorealism.
Now what do we do? Which tunnel do we take? We can't go back. I need this story. I need to hit my deadline.
No, Bob, I can't. If I zoom ahead to check out the other tunnel, Scoops and Violet will get suspicious. We're just going to have to figure out the clue.
Meanwhile, all the way back in the first room...
I'm going as fast as I can here. Okay, so now what? Oh, yeah. Echo!
Meanwhile, back in the... tunnel room?
We were trapped. The tension was unbearable. But did this brave reporter crack? Ha! No way. We have to get out of here!
If it's treasure that you seek, you'll search all day and night. So if you want to find the loot, take the tunnel on the left. I've got it! Night rhymes with right, so even though they wrote the left, we go right! Come on! Wow! Just think, a treasure beyond our wildest dreams. What do you think it is?
I hope it's some gold or something.
Right, well, that's kind of what I was...
Ah! Ah!
Who's there? Is it a ghost?
No, it's the butcher.
The butcher.
So did you guys hear the rooter about the treasure, too?
A rooter.
You know, a rooter. It's like when you say something and someone else hears it and then you tell that...
I'm gonna stop you there.
Yes, please and thank you.
I think you mean a rumor. A rumor is a story that someone heard that may or may not be true. Like if Violet told everyone at school that she doesn't think Bob brushes his teeth, that would be a rumor.
But I would never do that, Bob.
Oh, okay. So did you guys hear the rumor about the treasure?
No.
Yes! I mean, we didn't hear anything about a haunted treasure.
Ha-ha! Okay, here's the deal. You kids seem pretty good at solving these riddles, so you can lead the way to the treasure. How about that? Gargantuan lever to make the door open. Kids! How'd you guys like to help me solve this riddle?
How do we know that after we help you, you won't double-cross us?
I would never do that.
Yes, you would.
Okay, I would.
But we're going to help you anyway.
You are? Okay.
We are?
The reporter's friends make a deal with the enemy. Who can he trust?
Guys, what choice do we have? It's not like we can get rid of him, and the only way out is forward. So, looks like we're stuck.
The word gargantuan is the key to this one.
Right. And since gargantuan means big, the clue is telling us...
to pull the biggest lever!
I'm on it. Oh, but first, one little thing, guys. I'm a gargantuan!
I told you you'd double-cross us.
Congratulations! To me?
Bombarded by Hamburger, our reporter looks done for. How will he keep his deadline now?
Hey! Hey, guys, that offer to split the treasure, is that still on the table?
Beyond my wildest dreams.
And it is haunted.
Guys, the ghost is wearing loafers.
Ah, a loafer ghost!
Yes, ghosts like comfortable shoes.
No, that means the ghost is actually...
The museum curator!
That's right. You kids were the first participants in the museum's fun new attraction, the Haunted Treasure!
Painted tinfoil and glass beads?
You mean it is only representative of treasure?
Oh, who cares? Having survived danger and an evil supervillain, our brave reporter solves the mystery of the rumored treasure and gets his story in by the deadline. If he runs as fast as humanly possible. See you guys!
Ta-da!
Pretty...
It wasn't that scary.
Oh!
And so, our brave group of kids put some rumors to rest, hit some deadlines, and learned that treasures can be found in the most unexpected places. So, join us again next time for another thrilling episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word clutch. Ready to play the bonus round?
You bet.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for clutch. So, what do you think, Emily?
I'm gonna go with number two. Reginald is really clutching that bag of jewelry.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show her what she's won.
An official Word Girl giant sand dune.
A sand dune? Wow, Emily, you're really gonna have fun with that.
I am?
Okay, well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is sequins. Well, I really like sequins because they shine, especially the silver sequins because it glows with a lot of clothes, and my sequin boots are very comfortable with the fur inside.
My name is Anna. My favorite word is kumquat. My teacher thinks it's funny, and then she got it stuck in my head, and then I started to like it.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what perturbed means. That's right. Perturbed means to be upset and bothered. Congratulations, Huggy. Perturbed.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!